الرحمن الرحيم. الله الذي سخر لكم البحر لتجري الفلك فيه بأمره ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. In the previous ayats also, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala mentioned signs of His great Qudra, and which are His favors and ni'mats upon mankind, so that man can recognize Allah, recognize and appreciate His favors, and have love for Allah, and then become obedient to Allah Ta'ala and stay away from His disobedience. In this ayat also further, Allah makes mention of His great Qudrat and His great favors upon mankind. Allahu alladhi sakhkhara lakumul bahr. Allah wo hai jisne basme kar diya tumhare darya ko. Allah is that being who has put the seas under your control. The seas, the water, is not a thing that a person can walk on, nor that anything can float on it. Anything that you put on water sinks down, but huge liners, they travel on the surface of the earth. And then again, the waves and storms that come in the sea, that also is a thing that man could not even think that he would enter the sea for any purpose. But Allah made it easy for import, export, trade, for transportation. And then Allah Ta'ala put the fish in the sea, and in the fish is food for you also, and in there is medicine also for you. Various types of medicine are made from fish. Then in the sea there are various plants that grow, which are very healthy and from which medicine is made, seaweed, etc. Then again in the sea, in the depths of it, Allah has put oysters with pearls within them, and you beautify yourself using those pearls. So all this Allah has done for mankind. The huge sea He has put in the control of man, from which man benefits. And لَتَجْرِي الْفُلْكُ فِيهِ بِأَمْرِهِ چلے اس میں جہاز اس کے حکم سے. And then ships float on the sea, travels on the sea, all by the command of Allah Ta'ala. وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ اور تاکہ تلاش کرو اس کے فضل سے. And so that you may seek of the graces of Allah Ta'ala. Allah gives you great rosy in import, export, trade. The fish industry is a very huge industry by which millions of people are earning their livelihood. People fill their stomach. The pearl and what which jewelry is made, that is another huge industry, and millions of people benefit from there. So all this is by the favor of Allah, and the object of all this is not just to use it and not even be thankful, not think of it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ تَاكَ تُمْ حَقْ مَانُ, so that you could be appreciative and thank Allah for all His favors, whether it is the land, the favors of Allah are so many, whether it is the sea, Allah's favors are so great. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ اور کام میں لگا دیا تمہارے جو کچھ ہے آسمانوں میں اور زمین میں. And Allah Ta'ala has put in your control whatever is in the skies and whatever is on the earth. All these things Allah has put in the control of man and for man to use. The things on earth are so quite so clear, but whatever is in the air also, the aeroplanes that fly, they need air to fly in. If there's an air pocket, the aeroplane also just drops down immediately. All this Allah Ta'ala has made for mankind to benefit from. جَمِيعًا مِّنْهُ سَبْكُوا أَبْنِي تَرَفْسَي. And all this is a very important little phrase, that it is solely and only from Allah. Man uses all this and then he forgets and he thinks that it is all mine. Just like a father who puts up his son in business, when he becomes well established, he forgets to even acknowledge, my father put me up in business, that my father was the cause of me coming in this world, or that my father has given me all this. Now he thinks he is everyone, and he forgets. Very unfortunate is that person who is not appreciative from where he got things. And the main source is from Allah Ta'ala. And a person who does not think of Allah, does not thank Allah, is not even fit to be called a human being. An animal is even more better, it appreciates what it gets from somebody. So all this is from Allah, but just because Allah put it in our control, man is controlling it, then he even denies the existence of Allah. And he claims everything for himself. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ اس میں نشانیاں ہیں ان لوگوں کے واسطے جو دھیان کرتے ہیں. In here are very clear signs for those people who ponder in the creation, who ponder in all matters. But people who don't think further than their noses, they just within themselves and they think they are everyone. They are the be all and they are everything. And they don't think of anyone. Then these people do not appreciate. And because of that, they don't get the full enjoyment of Allah's ni'mats in this world. And they will be deprived of great, great ni'mats in the year after. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَغْفِرُوا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ أَيَّامَ اللَّهِ کہہ دے ایمان والو کو کہ در گزر کرے ان سے جو امید نہیں رکھتے اللہ کی دینوں کی. So then when this is the condition of the non-believers generally, but very sadly, how many believers also, we enjoy all the ni'mats of Allah, our iman in Islam also we enjoy, but we don't think from where we got our iman in Islam. For example, we all have come for Fajr namaz, comfortably we have performed our Fajr, but who thinks of those people who had built this masjid, those people who had contributed to you towards it, those people who are maintaining it, those people who are seeing that there is a muazzin on time, who is seeing that there is an imam on time. We enjoy all this, but we don't think even of these people, never ever, not only once or twice, but never ever do we even make dua for these people. Yes, but we will criticize very quickly. If the imam is to be late, then we will have criticism. If the muazzin didn't give his azan on time, we'll have problems. But when they do everything, the toilets are in order, wuzu khana is in order, dry towels are available, we don't appreciate. And we never ever express our appreciation. That is not the way of a human being. That is not the way of a mu'min. So these non-believers who do this, and they are like this, Allah Ta'ala gives the advice and says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that excuse these people. Don't take revenge from them. And don't worry about them. Just excuse them. For those people who are not concerned and have no hope of the days of Allah Ta'ala. That is, that Allah's favors in this world. And the days of Allah, the day of Qiyamah. They don't think of Qiyamah's day. They don't appreciate in any way. So excuse these people, just ignore them. لِيَجْزِيَ قَوْمًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِمُونَ تاکہ وہ سزا دے ایک قوم کو جو بدلہ اس کا جو کماتے تھے. And that day, the day of Qiyamah, in which day Allah is going to give people their retribution. Those who did good will be given good in return. Those who did bad will be given their punishment in return. And one great, great ibadat and amal is the amal of shukr. To appreciate the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And the rule that Allah ta'ala has made for them. من عمل صالحا فلنفسه جس نے بھلا کام کیا تو اپنے واسطے. Whoever has done a good deed, he hasn't done a favor to anyone whatsoever. If we appreciate and show our appreciation and express it, we haven't done a favor to anyone else. It is a favor to our own selves that we have now come out of being an animal into a human being. And now we are showing our appreciation. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا اور جس نے برا کیا سو اپنے حق میں. And whoever has done wrong, he has wronged himself. That in actual fact also, what the wrong that we do, it doesn't harm anyone. We harm ourselves by the wrong that we do. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ پھر اپنے رب کے طرف پھیر لیے جاؤ گے. And then finally, you will be returned to Allah تبارک و تعالی. And there openly, the حساب کتاب, the accountability will take place. And then everyone will see all the good that he did, what great returns he's getting for it, and the wrong that he did, what the retribution for that will be. وآخر دعوانا.